Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, November 6, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E. tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Lindsey Graham willing to put his money where his mouth is. Protests continue throughout the night in multiple cities as we wait for election results, and Biden and Trump broke records on Thursday. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham told Hannity Thursday that he's willing to donate $500,000 to the Trump campaign's legal efforts to challenge election procedures in multiple states, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Nevada. I'm here tonight to stand with President Trump, Graham told host Sean Hannity. He stood with me. He's the reason we're going to have a Senate majority. We're going to pick up House seats because of the campaign that President Trump won, discussing the ongoing ballot counting in Philadelphia that has shrunk the president's lead over Democrat Joe Biden. Graham described elections in the city of brotherly love as being crooked as a snake. Meanwhile, the president's corps came to action for him as well. Protests continued for a third consecutive night Thursday as the nation waited for the results of the 2020 presidential election. Dozens of demonstrations were planned in cities across the U.S. as a handful of battleground states that were expected to determine the outcome of the election continue to count ballots. A small crowd of pro-President Trump protesters gathered outside of State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, Thursday as votes were being counted inside. Facebook shut down a large pro-Trump Stop the Steal group, calling for boots on the ground to protect the integrity of the vote over worrying calls for violence. And dozens of protesters formed two dueling camps outside the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia Thursday afternoon, where votes were still being counted. Pro-Trump rallies were held in Orlando, Florida, and Phoenix. A pro-Trump gathering right outside Phoenix City Hall Thursday morning was calmer than the one the night before, with several dozen people ambling around waving flags and signs saying, "Stop the cheat." Some were carrying guns, some were wearing tactical gear, and some were there for an event that was organized by Washington, D.C.-based Freedom Works. It's a national conservative libertarian advocacy group. While others attended for their own protests spurred by Wednesday night's gathering outside the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center. For Thursday's Freedom Works event, organizers posted a flyer urging people to protect the vote on social media, and they flew out to Phoenix after many watched rising tensions in Maricopa County Wednesday as votes were counted late into the night. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was rewarded by the king with all the land he could ride around on a donkey in a day for his prayers. Quote of the day, it's not the actual physical exertion that counts towards one's progress, nor the nature of the task, but by the spirit of faith with which it's undertaken. Saint Francis Xavier. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy fall, y'all!
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2021 Kia Soul LXs are only $16,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. This includes $2,000 Kia customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,345. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal! And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by November 30th, 2020. Example stock number K21294, MSRP $20,245. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Leonard. He was hermit and confessor. According to unreliable sources, he was a Frank courtier who was converted by Saint Remigius. He refused the offer of a see from his godfather, King Clovis I, and he became a monk at Mycie. He lived as a hermit, and he was rewarded by the king with all the land he could ride around on a donkey in a day for his prayers, which were believed to have brought the queen through a very difficult delivery safely. He founded Knobloch Monastery on the land so granted to him, and it grew into the town of St. Leonard. He remained there evangelizing the surrounding area until his death. He is invoked by women in labor and by prisoners of war because of the legend that Clovis promised to release every captive that Leonard visited. His feast day is November 6th. Officials halted mail-in ballot counting in Philadelphia following a court order allowing GOP observers to watch the vote count, a ruling that Democrats are now looking to challenge. Philadelphia paused the count about noon on Thursday after Democrats took an issue with a court ruling allowing Republican watchers to stand 6 feet from those counting the ballots. Two Democrat officials said the Democrats are taking their complaint to the state Supreme Court. Spokesperson for the state's high court quickly quashed that rumor that it had overruled the lower ruling. While the spokesperson denied that a filing had been made, minutes later, they said a filing had been made. While the votes were still being counted, former Vice President Joe Biden broke the record for most votes received by a presidential candidate, amassing more than 70 million. The record was held by Barack Obama, who received 69,498,516 votes in the 2008 election when he beat John McCain. Biden eclipsed that mark at 1:30 in the afternoon Wednesday, according to the New York Times, and he later broke the 70 million vote threshold. President Trump also had a chance to break Obama's record for the popular vote. Thursday morning, Trump had more than 68.5 million votes, according to CBS News. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.